Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, colleague ministers, our Director General, and distinguished delegates and observers. On behalf of the Government of Jamaica, I'd like to extend the heartiest congratulations to the Chairman and Vice Chairman on assuming the important role of presiding over this 41st session of the FAO Conference. I want to commend the Director General and his team on the efficiency of the proceedings of the conference. And I take the opportunity once again to congratulate the incoming Director General on his successful campaign and election. We look forward to a successful term in office. In line with our National Development Vision 2030 and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, Jamaica's priorities for the agricultural sector include sustainably increasing agricultural production and productivity through innovation, use of technology, infrastructural development, and improved agricultural practices, as we seek to position ourselves for the knowledge and technologically driven fourth industrial revolution, increasing and facilitating our access to local, regional, and international markets, finance, and appropriate infrastructure and technology, developing a climate-resilient agricultural sector through, inter alia, increasing the adoption of climate-smart resilient practices, achieving food and nutrition security, and strengthening the national framework for agricultural health and food safety. We recognize, Mr. Chairman, and appreciate the technical assistance and support that the FAO has provided to Jamaica and the region towards the achievement of several priorities. Among them, the development of a national school feeding program, very important. Improvement of Jamaica's food and nutrition security surveillance systems, as well as physical and economic access of our vulnerable population to healthy foods. Improving mechanisms for the development of agricultural risk insurance tools. Working towards the development of a vulnerability assessment tool in support of a 10-year climate-resilient agriculture sector strategy in order to access funding from the Green Climate Fund. Execution of technical cooperation projects in support of value chain development, capacity building, and improved productivity and market access. Over the next 4 years, Mr. Chairman, Jamaica and the region look forward to continued collaboration with the FAO for the further development of the sector to move people from poverty to prosperity. Currently, Jamaica faces major crises, including the invasion of exotic pests and diseases that have been negatively impacting our agricultural production program. We therefore wish to implore the FAO to provide assistance in combating these specific threats with the potential to completely wipe out significant livelihood on our island. Some of these include frosty pod rot disease, which causes low levels of production in cocoa, citrus greening disease, which continues to devastate Jamaica's citrus orchards, resulting in heavy economic losses. It requires heavy scientific input because even Florida, in the United States, citrus green disease is a major problem there as well. And importantly, to employ strategies to prevent the introduction and spread of the deadly Panama disease, tropical race 4 of bananas and African swine fever in the region. Mr. Chairman, Jamaica charges the FAO to do much more despite the many challenges in providing a greater level of staff support to Jamaica and the region and increased exposure and career opportunities for CARICOM nationals. Provide a greater degree of funding through technical cooperation budgets to specifically address challenges similar to those I have identified. And incidentally, I have noted that the level of funding for technical cooperation for the region has been in decline. We want to turn that around. Advance the introduction, adaptation, and the promulgation of climate-smart resilience technology and infrastructure across the region. Enhance capacity building in research, development, and innovation of our national and regional agricultural supporting institutions and youth engagement. Facilitate, encourage, and strengthen bilateral and multilateral cooperation and programming among CARICOM states. Mr. Chairman, the FAO has been tremendously supportive of the development of the agricultural sector in Jamaica and across the region. We have enjoyed a meaningful partnership with the organization and has been the beneficiary of many interventions. We continue to be extremely grateful to the FAO and anticipate our continued collaboration towards a better world through hunger alleviation, poverty reduction, and prosperity for all mankind. We also seek the support of the FAO in working more closely with multilateral financial institutions so that we can maximize our benefit in the region. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.